ridiculous. Hard work, steely resolve, and sure grittiness.
It starts with an attitude. We need swagger, okay? Regardless of what happens out there, doesn't matter. Keep your swagger.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Five Hole Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We're your hosts today, TJ, Zach, and Raj.
Hey there.
Hey.
So we got your weekend preview. We are Five Hole Fantasy Hockey. You can find us on Twitter at FHF Hockey. You can check us out in the Fantasy Hockey Discord. So let's get into it. Let's do news and notes. Take us away on the injury train.
Okay. So Antti Raanta did not dress on Tuesday. Instead, it was Alex Lyon that was called up. And he backed up Freddie in that OT win. So Antti Raanta on the shelf again. But we kind of went over this one before. I don't expect him to be out too long, though. This Alex Lyon thing is obviously just as a backup situation. Expect Antti Raanta to be back soon. TJ.
What's up?
I'm sorry. I actually probably should have started off with this one. I'm sorry. Nathan MacKinnon is going to be missing 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
With a lower body injury. TJ has him in our home league, so I know he's feeling it. He would much prefer him playing and getting him a bunch of points, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I could be beating you by 30 instead of 20.
Well, Cale Makar's back, so Colorado's not allowed to have a full lineup ever, right?
It's a weird curse.
Too much talent. They've got a talent cap.
It's just been up and down the whole season, and it seems like it's really derailing last year's President's Trophy winners, you know? Like, yeah. They were incredibly good last year, won the most games, because for the most part, they were healthy. I mean, Rantanen was out for a little while last year, but, you know, their core was really there. Makar didn't take too many nicks and dings, but, like, dude, they're 4-5-1.
Do you know what this means? Okay, this is the most ominous part of all of this, is Darcy Kuemper has not been, like, hurt yet. He's injury prone too. Mm-hmm. So when MacKinnon comes back, I think it's going to be Kemper's turn. Because yeah. Like we're saying here, like they're not allowed to have, or at least the hockey gods are not allowing them to have a full healthy lineup ever.
Right now, JT Compher and Nazem Kadri are their two best fantasy players on the season, if that tells you anything.
Huzzah.
Because they've played the most games and like,
exactly.
You know, sort it by fantasy points per game and we'll see.
Well, dude, like it's trickling down to everything. They have the second worst power play in the entire league. 10.5%.
Who's worst? Vegas? Are they still at zero? I can't remember if they scored one yet.
Let's see. The Seattle Kraken, it looks like.
Seattle has an excuse. They've never played before.
Yes, yeah, Seattle Kraken at 9.5%.
Arizona Coyotes, 9.7.
Okay, so here. Moving on from that, but we're still staying like close to home. Cale Makar was out. Is back against Vancouver today. So what? How many points did he get? He got 2 points, I think, tonight.
One so far.
Oh, just one? Jakub Voracek did not practice on Tuesday due to a non-COVID illness. They have a back-to-back on Friday and Saturday. Columbus doesn't have a ton of depth if Voracek doesn't play. It is non-COVID, so you hope that he can get back. It's not like he has to jump through any hoops like usual. What do you think on this one, TJ? Because I know you have him, too. And you're banking on him to play.
He's just day-to-day with his tum-tum. He'll be fine. He's just got a tum-tum injury.
Hey, you don't want to be out on the ice with the poopsies. Yeah.
I think John Gibson had that one. The fucking like. Mud butt.
All right, moving on. Because we definitely have to move off of that conversation. Actually, we're really not moving too far away from that conversation because we're going to talk about Mike Smith next. Mike Smith missed his 8th straight game on Tuesday with a leg injury. Walkoski continues to fill in. He did have a bit of a hiccup in his last appearance with 5 goals against on only 25 shots. You know, good for a nice solid 800, which is not very good. But he actually still eked out the win in overtime.
Roast beef, baby.
I still like Koskinen here. His only loss is against the Flyers. keep on plugging and playing him until Smith comes back. I'm not worried about that one little hiccup that last game. Now, do I think he's a 950 goalie? No, but
he's no Martin Jones.
I think he's above 900.
Yeah, I mean, he's not shelling out, you know, Cheddar Melt. It's just that one really bad start.
Oh, but it was like a
it was a deluxe
quadruple beef and cheddar. You know how like you can like deluxe the shit out of them. Like, hey, I want 7 extra pounds of meat. That's what that last game was, and still got the win. But he still got the win.
Arby's is so bad. How are they still in business?
Dougie Hamilton missed 3 straight games, but he played tonight. And I also know that he got some points, yep, too. He
definitely scored a goal, Mr. Douglas.
He at least got a goal. I know that much. So that's good news. They actually were kicking ass. Last I saw, it was like 4-0 on the Islanders.
Oh, they got shut out. Yeah, they did. And it was the only game that the Islanders played this week, and they got no points. And Sorokin.
Nice. So if you kept any of those Islanders players that we told you this would be the guy to hold on to, well, they didn't score.
Way to go, Pete.
No one's picking up Islanders players. Nobody was falling for that nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really pick him up for a one-day ad either.
Sorokin. I mean, if he's out there, it made sense before the game.
Okay, so it's not just that, but there are so many back-to-backs and like stuff like that this week that if you're picking up somebody for one day, well, then you're just fucking stupid. Mm. Like, unless they're that good. Otherwise, there's so many back-to-backs this week. TJ, you know this. You've been doing the same thing. Believe me, I'm aware.
Yeah, I streamed the shit out of Kakanen.
Yeah, so we're trying to pick up guys that are on back-to-backs. I'm going to pick up a guy that's playing today and tomorrow, not just a guy that played tonight and then I waste another waiver ad. No, thank you.
If it's a goalie, you got to get those starts, man. Artem Zub is out. Vitek Vanacek way out. Don't know how long he's going to be out. The Capitals have 2 back-to-backs next week. Zach Fucali. Shut up.
Are you interested in Zach Fucali?
No. Jeez.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, I like his name. I'm ready to believe in something.
If you look at his schedule next week, so it's LA and Anaheim. That's their first back-to-back. I might go for Zach Fucali next week. And then their second back-to-back is San Jose and Seattle.
So you're telling me that Zach Fucali might get 2 starts next week?
I'm telling you Samsonov would too, because I'm pretty sure he is very available, last I checked.
And hopefully Fucali is seeing Seattle.
I mean, Vanacek might be back by then, so I'm not making a week-long ad for Fucali.
No.
We'll save that for the week preview, but you know, it's fun to talk about. But I think Samsonov is the play. He's 81% owned. So fuck me, right? Fuck me. I just checked. Shut up, TJ.
Well, I know Fucali is a lot more available.
Yeah, he's negative owned.
All right. So moving past that, John Tavares was a scratch versus the Flyers. But I believe maybe playing tomorrow. I'm not really sure. I do know that. What's that?
Keith said he's not far out.
Yeah, he may be playing tomorrow, so that's more of a go check that day, you know, on Friday. But dude, he has been fantastic lately. You know, once they kind of started turning things around, dude has 6 goals and 4 assists. Like since they did that, I believe that's 6 games. You know, 10 points in 6 games. It's been an aberration for Toronto. Fantastic. I know, 25 cents. 25 cents goes to me. All right, so that pretty much rounds it out. Oh, Connor Brown is on the COVID list. That only worries me because there are a bunch of other Senators, you know, lower name Senators. I do like Connor Brown just because he does score goals. But I hope it doesn't kind of spread because there are actually a bunch of Senators that we do like, including their entire top line, a couple of their D-men. You know what I mean? Zip. Like the Senators aren't the laughingstock anymore. They're guys that, you know what I mean? They're guys that I want on my team.
8 guys out tonight and one of the coaches and Matt Murray. So it's spreading.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to be a little bit worried because, I don't know, some of those guys I rely on my teams. You know what I mean? Like a Drake Batherson. He's fucking awesome.
In related news, they didn't score any goals tonight either.
I don't care. They're still good.
Let's get into the week end preview. So what do you guys like Friday, Sunday? We got the Capitals, we got the Oilers, and we got the Calgary Flames, Who do you like?
I like Calgary yeah. in this one. At Toronto and at Ottawa on Friday, Sunday, which are, you know, the two super light days, especially Sunday. Like, I'm trying to get, you know, some Calgary players so that I can beat you on the last day.
Blake Coleman, Andrew Mangiapane, Sean Monahan. That's the second line now.
Yes, it is.
So keep an eye out. We were touting Sean Monahan earlier in the week, said we were going to bring him up on the weekend preview. That's what I'm doing. And I'm also bringing up both the other guys, too, because I think, you know, Mangiapane and Blake Coleman.
Mangiapane has 10 points in 12 games.
Yeah, 55% rostered. Go check.
That line scored tonight, and it was Mangiapane from Monahan.
It was a beauty, too. It was a beauty.
Yeah, you got another goal.
Yeah, it was a tough goal. Tough goal to score. Blake Coleman, 41% owned. He and Andrew Mangiapane, left wing, right wing. Sean Monahan, 31% owned. He's got some points. He's getting some points. And, you know, line two now. Not line four anymore. Not Keith Yandling it up. But he's still on power play one. Keep an eye out. You know, I think this could be lucrative. Do we like any other D-men? Right now, I mean, Rasmus Anderson is 44% owned, 7 points on the year, not too many shots. He's blocking okay. Power play one. What do you think?
I have Rasmus Anderson on my team. So, yeah, I'm in.
I'm more into D on Edmonton, actually, than Calgary.
Evan Bouchard.
Yeah, another guy we brought up last week has...
I picked him up for tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, I picked him up as well. He's... 35% owned. He's got the two off nights, one of which is Buffalo, so that's a bonus. 5 points in his last six, and he's, you know, 22
great shots,
22 to 24 minutes a night. So I like Bouchard, and I mean, he's been getting some power play time still. Obviously, Barry is the man there when it comes to the power play, but Bouchard's quickly turning into the guy that I think everyone has been hoping for.
Did he score a goal tonight? I'm pretty sure he did.
Bouchard.
That makes him tied with Barry for points. Bouchard's got 8 more shots, 6 more hits, and 9 more blocks. And now they're tied in points.
Yeah.
Tyson Barry, you can't pick up on the wire. Evan Bouchard, you can.
I like it. This is actually the second time I've picked up Bouchard. I picked him up, you know, last week too, for a couple of games.
He's gonna wind up on the top power play. You know, I've had my patience with Tyson Barry, but Bouchard, it's not that Barry is losing it, it's that Bouchard is winning it, and it's happening quickly.
Yeah, and he's got more of a future, and he's cheaper, and especially, I mean, obviously, in any kind of dynasty, he's already gone, but I think the future people were hoping for is starting to unfold now.
We're seeing it, baby. Washington. Anybody worth talking about in Washington right now?
Yes!
Yeah, you like my guy, don't you?
I don't know how to say his name, but Martin February is pretty awesome.
Martin February.
Yeah, man. 1%. What's awesome about Washington is they got the two off nights, Columbus and Pittsburgh. But then next week, Washington has a kick-ass schedule also. So if you can find...
4 games, 2 back-to-backs.
Yeah, if you can find a Washington player available. I mean, Martin February. Favari. There we go. Yeah. He's a hit man, right? 23 hits and 8 blocks in his last 5 games. He's playing like close to 20 minutes.
He bangs.
But I don't think he has a point this year, maybe. But
he's got 2.
You know, when it comes to those kind of peripheral guys, you just want more games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a guy like that could be fun. And they do have one of those games, is Pittsburgh, when you know there's going to be banging going on. So
what about Connor McMichael on that second line? Connachery. He's only 2% owned. He has points in his last 3.
Yeah, it's a stretch, but he's playing that. I mean, if he's line two, I have Lars Eller here, but if he's playing in the Lars Eller spot, I see no reason why not to. I mean, if you're in a league deep enough that kind of justifies it, sure. Yeah, it is Lars Eller on line
3. He's not going to get you the bangs.
Damn, there is.
That's for sure, though.
They are.
I'll say that.
They're doing some stuff. They're going young here. I mean, it's through necessity. Like, they're out a handful of guys right now. But you got Connor McMichael, Axel Johnson-Fallaby, Alexi Protas.
Sprong.
Sprong's. I don't think he's any Sprong chicken.
There's the name of the episode.
Killed it.
Oh my.
Killed it.
Thanks, everybody. It was a great show.
Should open a pottery shop.
Killing it, bro.
Nice one. Yeah, McMichael's been getting points the last few games. He is only playing like a dozen minutes a game at best right now, but if he's going to score, he's going to score.
Is there anybody else that we like this weekend? Obviously, like those Friday, Sunday games, they just fall into our lap, teams to talk about. But there's matchups. I mean, Toronto plays Buffalo on Saturday. It's going to be tough squeezing somebody in. But what about the rest of the Sunday games? We got the New York Rangers are going to see the Devils, and the Montreal Canadiens are playing the Bruins. You got Vancouver at Anaheim. That's it. And Raj, I mean, just take it away. Talk about some Canucks.
No, they don't deserve to be talked about right now. I think it's 7-1 at the moment for Colorado. There are a few actual decent Canuck pickups.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
There is a chance. You know they're going to come out hungry on Sunday after tonight's embarrassment. There's always Tyler Myers if you need a defenseman. He kind of does a little bit of everything. Just go check on Connor Garland. I mean, with all of the attention he's been getting, he's under 70% owned in Yahoo. So, I mean,
he's so good.
Probably owned, but 70%. He could be there. And then Pearson, the most boring, but he's always around for shots. Just a little bit of everything. But Canucks have a great schedule next week as well. They have three off nights next week. So again, if you can find somebody to pick up for that Sunday game, it'll do you well for off nights next week. Halak will probably get a start after tonight's game. It's she's pretty embarrassing, boys. Without McKinnon there, they're down 7-1. You know who else I like, though? Not player-wise, but just for schedule-wise looking ahead is Columbus. They don't have the Sunday game, but they have a Friday, Saturday, and then they have a Monday game.
What, next week?
Yeah. Monday is only two games, so if you can...
They play Detroit, yeah.
If you can parlay somebody on Columbus...
You fucking shyster,
bro. ...to roll over for that Monday game, that's a nice one.
I do actually also kind of like Boston a little bit here. They have a back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday at New Jersey and then back at home against Montreal. New Jersey played well against the Islanders today, but, you know, they haven't really been at their best and neither has Montreal. I definitely think there's, you know, some good players that are out there. Nick Foligno is looking to be back.
Yeah, he's back. Derek Forbort, not banging.
You got Charlie Coyle. Dude, I like Charlie Coyle. Charlie Coyle's only 10%. He's on that second line. He's got a share of the power play. I'm pretty sure it's a second power play. Yeah, definitely second power play.
He's banging.
But he's on that second line with Taylor Hall and Nick Foligno, and I like Nick Foligno too.
The only bummer about Boston is they have all of next week off. I think they don't play till Saturday.
Well, I'm talking about fucking Saturday and Sunday. I'm talking about the last two days of this week. Because I take this stuff like a week at a time. Unless I'm so far up and then you can start making pickups for Monday. But this ain't going to be one of them weeks.
Oh, yeah. Next week looks brutal.
Next week it's just Saturday, Sunday against Philly and Calgary. So, yeah, depending on your ads for sure.
There's Colorado having two games again. At least McKinnon's only going to miss like... four games in these 3 weeks.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to have to, like, you're not really going to miss him for that much. Yeah. You're going to keep him on your roster anyway. And now he gets to sit in IR and you still get to use another player in his stead. So it actually, you know, in the long run, isn't really killing you.
I have so many hurt players. I looked at your team. They're fresh, fresh-faced, just smiling, happy to be there.
A whole bunch of spring chickens, but they're still losing.
Well... their bones are made of adamantium. They are fine. They have a running chance. So,
okay, but I mean, so I do like some of those Boston players though. It's not the worst schedule in the week.
All right, there are a couple mailbag questions. There is a gentleman wondering about our favorite bangers on the waiver wire right now. Let's talk like under 50% owned. Who do you guys think of when you think of like just straight up bangers? I will kick it off with Jamie Oleksiak. 5 assists in 13 games. Not shooting, but he's got 46 hits. 46. He's not doing a ton of everything, but you can look at like Gudas for that, but he's 53% owned. Who else are some of your guys' guys?
Well, I mentioned February earlier. He's good. Gavrikov with the upcoming schedule. Gavrikov is not amazing, but he's available and has lots of games coming up.
I like Vladislav Gavrikov.
Ben Chiarot is turning it on. You know, he's got more points than Petrie.
And I've also had a liking for Esa Lindell. Mm. Just because he's just so, like, steady on, you know, a little bit of everything. And, you know, he might throw you a point every now and then.
You know who's a really sneaky hit pickup right now is Luke Kunin.
Yeah. And he's getting top six time, I think.
I don't know if that's sneaky. Like, he's always throwing 26. Out there.
Connor Murphy is 7% owned. He's one of my favorite bang daddies. He does everything. The right-hand column. Favari's right there.
A classic Adam Larson.
Adam Larson. Always there. Trouba, 49%. Like, you know, if you're in a banger league, he's probably owned, but maybe he's not. Rasmus Ristolainen seems to be turning things on again in the bang stats. 29% owned. So take a look there. Lawson Kraus just crushing it. Dmitry Yaskin, a lot of hits. Lubushkin, like Arizona's got some hits there.
Mr. Picture too. Tanev. Brandon Tanev. Yeah. He's up to 58% owned. I swear 20% of that is because of his profile picture.
It's the best.
Have you seen all they've been just blowing that up and like people in other sports are now copying Tanev's profile picture?
Oh, that's awesome.
People are starting to
Are you serious?
People are starting to imitate his picture in their profile pictures. I saw a little
that's fantastic
tweet about that earlier. It was pretty hilarious. He's a champion. I love that guy.
What about you, Zach? Who are some of your favorite bangers?
I mean, we definitely covered a lot of them. I also do like Eric Chernak as well, yep. Who could also, you know, throw you a couple of points every now and then. We talked about Tanner Janot before, who's going to get you points and actually is hitting like a decent amount. Still a little bit under 15 minutes. But I mean, 14 and a half minutes, he's getting a little more time on ice, but he's getting you the points and, you know, has 34 hits this year. I also said Esa Lindell just because he does a little bit of everything. And I mean, I see Josh Anderson available in a lot of leagues. I'm pretty sure, I think he's like, I don't know, he's like 25% owned or some shit like that. In Yahoo, but he's definitely always a good one and is also like goes through these scoring streaks, and all while he's doing that, he's still being Josh Anderson. Mm-hmm.
Foligno, Marcus Foligno as well.
Oh yeah. I picked him up for that. I think he scored a goal against Arizona. Stack against Arizona. Another question here from Quay in the Discord about how to maximize games. And we kind of touched on this in a previous episode about what we learned. We brought it up in our week preview, you know, things we learned this past week, where maximizing games is important. And Quay is asking, like, you know, a couple of his streamers have turned into holds. He's talking about Duchesne and Lucas Raymond. Raymond being, I think, like a true hold, and Duchesne is kind of just
a fringe hold.
He's a fringe hold, right? So he's just doing enough to not make him droppable. Okay, so these two pickups have rendered him out of a stream spot. So he straight up doesn't have one. Now he could drop like a Doc or a Voracek, somebody that has a higher floor, but he's worried that his league mates are going to scoop these guys up. And they probably will. All right, so that's just part of dropping a player. Control what you can. That's it.
Yeah.
Worry about what you can control.
That's the time to maybe start looking to throw out some 2-for-1 trade ups and,
yep,
and
exactly
improve a position and free up a spot. I mean, you don't want to just free up a spot for the sake of it, but if you could get a trade where you're upgrading a keep player and then
Especially to one of these shitty teams, like that's how he describes it. He says, "I'm concerned other managers who have shittier teams than I do are going to yoink the drops. They will. They're going to yoink them." Go to those guys, offer them two of your streamers for one of their mid-tier players and upgrade. You know, sometimes a 2-for-1 trade isn't available, but 100%, you know, start throwing some of these guys that you're considering dropping as trades to some of these lower tier teams. Give them, like, convince them that you're lowering their, or like raising their floor by kind of taking away some of the gut. And I think a 2-for-1 trade is a good answer. If it's not available, you got to pick straws. Like, one of these guys got to go.
I think we should probably plug Zero Games Above Replacement website as well, just if you're looking to maximize starts. It doesn't apply if you don't have a streamer spot, but just in general, trying to maximize games. I think that's my favorite site for looking at who's playing who, who's got good games, who's got good schedules. Don't want to give away all our secrets, but Zero Games Above Replacement, good website.
Well, you're going to love this next question. Give away all your secrets. Really, it's just like, what websites do we use? And I think Zero Games Above Replacements are like a perfect segue into it, because it is. I think it was the FHP guys, Brandon's cousin, put together this website, you know, kind of used it in tandem with their podcast. Fantastic. You can buy the guy coffee. He's got like this little kind of drop coin. Like, if you like the tool, you know, send him a few bucks, kind of that kind of thing. I'll just read you all my bookmarks here. I got Reddit. I love the like r/fantasyhockey. I got Hockey Reference. I got Yahoo, Fantrax, ESPN, Dobber, DFO, Puckpedia is really good. Just puckpedia.com/injuries. You can have all the injuries just in a list and check that out. Cap Friendly, the NHL.com website. Money Puck, really good for seeing like odds. You know, if they have their own algorithm, you can check Vegas odds on different websites like that. Puck IQ, Hockey Viz, Evolving Hockey, Ogar, we talked about. Nice Time on Ice, Quant Hockey, Icy Data. Yeah, some of these bookmarks I don't want to read to you guys.
That one's not appropriate, TJ. There's also a couple of people on Twitter, too, like Apples and Genos, and a few good follows on Twitter to stay up to.
The FHFH bot is definitely worth. I mean, our Discord is a great place to go, too. Like, we have a Twitter retweet channel, so that if there's anything that happens on Twitter that somebody finds interesting or fantasy relevant of some sort, you copy, you paste it into it, and it spurs a discussion, which is, I think, our best channel. In my opinion, that's my favorite channel, because you find out what's happening and then you get real time pulse on what's happening, and you're not in those Yahoo discussion rooms where my brother's just trolling you. Like, my brother, he's like, somebody like broke their ankle playing football, and Chris immediately picks up his phone and goes into the chat room and is like, yeah, he's just winded. And I was like, shut up. He's out for the season, man.
That's funny.
But yeah, there's trolls out there, and we weed through the trolls in the Discord pretty well. That's what I got. If you're into prospects, Pick224 is the best website that I can recommend. It gives you like rate stats, things like that. Still don't know where to get hits and blocks data from prospects. So if anybody knows, let me know.
For just for a general hockey entertainment, follow Eddie Lack on Twitter.
Nice.
He just drinks, gets really drunk and goes on Twitter and is pretty hilarious, actually. Zero information about zero things important, but a really funny follow, actually.
Sounds like we'd fit right in. We did the mailbag. We did the weekend preview. I think the only thing left is to say goodbye. So goodbye. Bye. You guys can find us on Twitter at FHF Hockey, and you can join the Fantasy Hockey Discord. And that's it for us. 5-Hole Fantasy Hockey. Bye. Love you.
Love you.